Speaking of the SEC and college football in general, can't think of a better guest to have than our next one.
Well, that's why we're going to put the headlines on the back burner for now. We'll get to them later on in this hour because Lee Corso has been standing by. He's on Tommy Coughlin time. He called very early to be on the show today. We appreciate it, Lee. Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you?
We will be looking forward to you being in Mobile next Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to the Team Focus banquet, and it's on April 17th. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to joining Mike Gottfried and my friend Danny Sheridan in Mobile.
Hey, it's always great. I hope you'll be speaking, right? You're going to be delivering a speech, right?
Listen, Coach Saban is a speaker. I'm going to be very, very short with these. With my record as a coach and his record, I'll be very, very short.
Hey, are you going to bring up the fact that you usually pick against Alabama?
Absolutely. I always pick against Alabama. You got to be kidding me. How am I going to pick against Alabama in Mobile, Alabama?
You told us the last time you were on the show, I think it was about a year ago, we brought this up, that you were like, you picked Alabama to lose like five or six times or something like that?
That's only because I want them to win. I don't want to change them. And by the way, I picked them to win a national championship against Georgia, didn't I?
I guess you did. Are you picking them to win them this year?
Next question.
Lee, all right. First time you ever crossed paths with Nick Saban was? When was the first time?
When Nick Saban was a safety at Kent State, I think it was, in 1972. And I was the head coach at the University of Louisville. And we opened the season with Kent State. And that's the last time that was the first time I ever remember his name because going over to personnel. But I think, I'm pretty sure he was a starting safety at Kent State in 1972, and I was at Louisville as the head coach.
Yeah, and then he started his coaching career, and he even said at the time he wasn't even going to go into coaching. It was the coach, that longtime coach James, I think, Don James.
Yeah, Don James is a great guy. In fact, he's one of the best coaches of all time, and people don't realize that. He won at Kent State. He went out to Washington and built a tremendous football program, and he was one of my best friends. He was a quarterback at Miami University. And he was a great guy. I really enjoyed it. And we miss him when he passed away recently.
As far as you know now, is your cast of characters staying the same on the set for game day? Any changes?
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't have anything to do with it. But I hope and pray that everybody's back again. Because I think we've got as good a team as you can get behind the scenes and in front of the camera. And I hope that all of them are the same.
I wanted to ask you, it may be too early for this, but remember last year we had you on in the summer, and you came on even before it happened and said that you guys were going to open up game day for the Alabama-Florida State game. I know it's probably too early to say where it's officially going to be, but where would you like to open up?
I really don't have any idea, and I don't have anything to say that because basically I have nothing to do with it. But I would think any game, a top-notch game will be there.
Lee, is there any campus that you really look forward to going to? I mean, when they say, hey, look, we're going here, or I know you've been to so many, but is there anyone that really sticks out?
My favorite is Oregon and the Ducks because my favorite mascot is the Duck. He's really funny. I enjoy being a Duck when I go out there. And the show's on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then at Pacific time, that means they're there all night. These students are there all night waiting for the show to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're tremendous fans. They got a great football program, a great atmosphere. And I think Oregon is my favorite because of the Duck. The Oregon Duck is my favorite.
Lee Corso, our guest here on WNSP. With the Duck being your favorite, which mascot head is the heaviest and the toughest to get on?
Well, I think the Florida Gator one. I hate the Gators anyhow. You know, I'm being a Florida State man, I hate to put the Florida Gator head on. But the Florida gator head is long and funny looking, and it scrapes my nose every time. Every time I put that thing on, I get a scrape nose and blood coming out of my face. But I think Florida gators is the one I hate to put on the most.
Lee, let's get serious for just a moment or two. What would you like to see if you had any say in rules or cleaning up the game of college football? Is there anything that comes to mind immediately or things you don't like about the game?
Well, I think right now it's just about as good as it's going to get. The only thing I would think is they put more emphasis on getting rid of the coaches that cheat. I think that now basketball is having a big problem, and with football might be next. To eliminate the problem with the coaches who break the rules.
They
should be eliminated from coaching for at least 5 years. I really believe that, because once a cheater, almost always a cheater. And a guy that is cheating and trying, an edge player, we call him, he's on the edge, always a cheating. Once he does that, you get rid of him from coaching.
Well, when you were coaching, I'm sure you're aware that maybe some coaches were doing things you didn't like. Did you ever blow the whistle on any?
Absolutely not, because I a couple of times I went to a coach personally and went and talked to him, head coach to head coach, that I had been informed of things and had seen things happen, and I wanted him to know. I didn't blow the whistle on him, but I told him personally, man to man, that I had seen this and hoped that he had straightened up the situation.
Do you think that there's too much replay in college football these days?
No, you got to have it. You got to get it right. And I don't think there's too much replay. But I think it takes them too long to replay. Some of the things you see are obvious. They don't even make the decision to amend it. But no, faster replay reading.
Lee Corso, our guest here on WNSP for just a couple more minutes. So when you look at the SEC, obviously you see Alabama and you see Georgia in that fantastic finale last year. We would expect to see those same two teams in the running again this year. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on Alabama, Georgia, and Auburn, of course.
I think Auburn is a sleeper team. I think they had a hell of a record last year, and they were a good football team. The thing that happened to Coach Malzahn, he lost the big game against Central Florida. That took the luster off of his season. But he had a great season. He beat Georgia and Alabama when they were both number one in the nation. And people forget that. But I think Auburn's problem was they lost the last game to Central Florida, and everybody remembers that. I think it's Auburn, Georgia, and Alabama, those three teams are top teams.
Lee, are you okay with the Final Four, or would you like some would, to see expanded to eight?
No, I like the Final Four the way it is, because, number one, ESPN does the games, and they want to change it. So why would I want to change it?
All right, well, with that said, you mentioned Central Florida. What do you make of all the talk out of Central Florida about them being national champs and having parades and throwing up banners?
That's their business. I'm not going to tell another guy how to run his business or run his life. They want to do that. They got the choice. They can do it, anything they want to do.
Lee, let me ask you this. You've been doing this for a long, long time now. In fact, to be honest, you remind me of Dick Vitale with basketball, because you're kind of like, everybody loves to, you're a big part of it. With Dick with his style and you with your style and the things that you do, what keeps you motivated to continue along with game day?
Well, because I love it so much. I love the guys I'm working with. I love college football. I've been involved in college football since 1953. That's a long time. Now, I was a player and as a coach. I've had about 28 years as a head coach and almost 30 years in television, all with college football. I love college football. I want it to be a great game. I love working with the guys who work with ESPN. Remember one thing about ESPN. People can be criticized them sometimes for being a large corporation. But 9 years ago, I had a stroke, and I couldn't talk. And that's the way I made my living. And, ESPN could have dumped me very easy, legally and every way, but they didn't. They helped me, and they presented an opportunity for me to be back in the air. And I tell you what, you can say a lot of things about ESPN, but one thing, they could have dumped Lee Corso and legitimate, but they stayed with him, and that means a lot to me.
Funniest moment on the set? that you can remember? Funniest thing that happened, or can you?
Not the funniest, but the most controversial is when I used the F word on television, and I got caught because I hesitate sometimes. I hesitate in Houston putting on a head, and I used a bad word. But you know what? I became an instant hero in the internet. And one of the things I got back in my grandchildren said, "Hey, Grandpa, you're a hero now for saying the F word."
Lee, on the set, all right, you got, of course, Herb Street and Reese Davis.
Devin Howard.
Do you prefer.
And David Pollack.
Right. Do you prefer when they bring in the guest that the person be football related or a celebrity such as a Katy Perry? Which do you prefer?
Well, I like the celebrities, and especially if they're going to talk some football and they know them. Aaron Rodgers on last year did a great, great job. All those guys. And Will Ferrell was my favorite. He's a Southern California guy, and he was really funny. Bill Murray made headlines by throwing me down and stomping me on the set when Clemson. But I like the celebrities. But if they're interested in football, they'll be very, very good because they give us both sides of the picture.
Is any of that rehearsed or orchestrated?
What's that?
Is any of that stuff that goes on for the show orchestrated or rehearsed?
No. The only thing that's orchestrated is we go over before the show on who will talk when. In other words, to keep from interrupting somebody else, maybe it's Kirk's chance and then mine and then Desmond. And that's the only thing. In the order they're going to speak, that's to keep it from being one of these talk shows where they jammer over the head, talking over the heads of the other guys.
So what are the chances of getting Bert back on with you and have a little bit of a reunion?
Well, I talked to him last month, and he's doing terrific. He's got a special on a movie just came out, and I think he's real as excessive. But I don't know. Bert doesn't travel very much. I talked to him lately because he's got a bad back. He doesn't travel much, but I'd love to have him on. But he'd be a great show just by himself.
Did he ever include you in any of his movies?
Yeah, I was in one movie one time. He had me come down to West Palm Beach, and I played. It was in a small part, and he said, Lee, he said, "I want you to come down and be in my movie." I said, "Okay." So I went down there and spent a day. He said, "I'll take care of you, financially. I'll take real good care of me." So I come back about a month later. I got my residual check, $1.28. $1.28. That's all I. That's what I got for being on this show. But it was fun, anyhow.
Well, I hope you didn't spend it all in one place.
I didn't spend it. I still got the check. I won't. Are you kidding me? I won't cash that check for nothing.
Well, Lee, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on the opening kickoff. It's been great catching up with you. Safe travels here to Mobile. We certainly look forward to having you in town next week.
Remember, April 17th, Team Focus, I'm going to be over here for Mike Gottfried, my great friend, and Danny Sheridan. Look forward to seeing those guys and listening to Coach Saban. It ought to be a great evening.
Safe travels, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.